Okay. We are back. And a lot of things going on in Ukraine, the usual. But there were a couple of explosions at a military base in the west of Russia that were well inside the Russian border. And there's some concern about that, i.e., did somebody fire a couple missiles in there? Now they're saying the MOD, Ministry of Defense in Russia, is saying that there were two drones that got in there. Well, how did they get in there? And who launched them? So there we go. Crazy. Crazy stuff. Okay. A lot to talk about here. Let me find one other thing here. Mitchell, welcome back. First
Good
of all,
to be
how
here.
Are you?
Good.
I'm glad. Okay. You better be good. You incredible voice of reality here. Let me find this here. Just a second. Okay. Three killed. Two warplanes damaged in the Ukrainian drone attack on a Russian airbase deep inside Russia. They're doing everything they can to trigger a nuclear war. They're not slowing down. They're not going to. This is insane. Ukraine launched the drone attacks on the Russian military airfields. The UAVs, some of them were brought down by the air defenses, but not all of them, apparently. It just goes on and on. I could go on for 20 minutes with this stuff, but let's let our guest come on and jump in. Where do you want to go? Where are we going with this?
Well, let me start with what we're talking about, the war with Russia. Okay. So Marxists believe in the strategy of the inevitability of gradualism. For example, they are playing this game on gun control. They will push on banning assault weapons until they pass it. All gun restriction laws infringe on the right of the people to bear arms. All suggested laws are unconstitutional, yet politicians who take an oath to defend the Constitution attack it constantly. I mention this so you can see what we are doing to Russia. We keep increasing the flow of weapons, increasing the range of weapons we send them, and increasing the amount and scope of involvement for NATO troops on the ground in Ukraine. Russia has noticed this and has declared that the United States is now a party to the conflict. Now, that passed without much public notice over a week ago, okay? So the Russians said, hey, okay, you're a party to the conflict and stuff. So we've already pushed them to the point where they've declared us a party to the conflict. So all they got to do is declare war now, okay? So Russians know Marxist strategy, and they are wise to it. They know what we're doing. We're trying to increase and steadily just increase the tempo of our involvement, okay, hoping that they won't notice. But Russians are not stupid, okay? From Russia's perspective, it is never what the U.S. says. It is how they perceive it that matters. They perceive us at war with them. They have now made it clear to the world. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime is planning to destroy Russia because they have said so publicly. Once again, our so-called leaders have a lack of foresight or vision. Russia has made it clear that if Russia is faced with an existential crisis, they will use nuclear weapons against us, not against Ukraine, but against us in the UK. Every time they say, oh, if they use nukes in the Ukraine, we will respond. Well, they haven't said they're going to use them there. They actually said, well, why would we have to use nukes in Ukraine? They don't have nukes. Right? So they don't have the intention to do that. They don't need to. Okay. So they have been specific on this issue. The Marxists win by just battering the opponent over time, like a frog being boiled. They get it their way because they push for it nonstop. They are used to people caving to them like the formerly free people of the United States. But they are miscalculating when it comes to Russia and China. You see, the pedophile Marxist Biden regime is not doing anything for the general welfare of the American people. They are doing everything so that they can rule the world. Russia and China are doing what they do for the good of their people. That makes the United States the aggressor and Russia and China the defenders. So no matter what they tell you in the media, we're the ones bullying, we're the ones starting the war, not Russia and China. Meanwhile, the alternate world economy of the BRICS Plus and the Shanghai Cooperation Council are strengthening by the day. In just 1 year, 33% of trade has opted out of dollar and euro currencies of trade. Their goal is to cut the dollar and euro completely out of trade. If you look at the big picture of political strategy, it becomes very clear. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime is pursuing policies to impoverish you and ruin your life. They don't want you dwelling on this, so they misdirect you. The plight of the Chinese people seems to be a concern of our virtue-signaling politicians, and they want you to worry about it. What about the plight of the American people? That is the whole point of our China policy. They want China to be your enemy so that you will be distracted from the real enemy, the pedophile Marxist Biden regime. Just look at them condemn China for its COVID policies. Well, they have failed miserable in their policies here in the United States. It is a distraction. The war in Ukraine is the same situation. Ukraine is of no vital interest to the American people, but we are risking nuclear war over this issue. We are not supporting democracy in Ukraine. That is a damned lie. We actually destroyed democracy in Ukraine by overthrowing their democratically elected president in 2014. That is why Russia went into Crimea and Donbass to begin with. They could not stand by and watch ethnic Russians become slaves to the Zionist Americans. Please tell me why we are spending $100 billion supporting the Zelensky regime when he arrests priests for their sermons, confiscates church property, and puts out guidelines of what can be preached in church. He's Jewish. Why would the church, a Christian church, have to listen to him dictate what is said in church? Okay.
Thank you very much for bringing that forward. I've been meaning to do it, and I didn't have the opportunity. You are so right. Do you all understand clearly what's going on here? The Zelensky regime, the junta, it's a Jewish junta. The top four people in the Ukraine government are all Jews. They're answerable to Jews. This is a Mossad operation. I think most of you understand the links. Go ahead.
So, okay, go ahead and support this now, but be ready to accept the pedophile Marxist Joe Biden deciding what can be said in your church. They've been pushing this for a long time. They do want to tell Christians what should be said in their church. Because when you think you're God, you're going to want to tell people what they should believe and think, okay? You are paying to make this happen. Zelensky has completely exterminated any semblance of freedom of speech. He even successfully censors speech outside the Ukraine, like he did with CSB News, over 70% of aid going to the pockets of him and his oligarch friends. Earlier this week, EU President Ursula von der Leyen said that so far 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers have died and 20,000 civilians. Zelensky raised hell and ordered von der Leyen to retract her statement. She did not. She is Zelensky's boss, not the other way around. And you wouldn't want her for a boss either. Okay, she's a very woke person. Zelensky hated it because it lends the truth that the Ukraine war is an intentional genocide of white people paid for by white people. Russia has only lost about 10,000 soldiers in the war so far. Russia values its people's lives. Okay, Zelensky doesn't value Ukrainian lives because he's not Ukrainian. He could care less. He hates them. Okay, they will always come up with distractions. The Twitter bomb on election interference is solid information. People are getting excited that the Twitter bomb may change everything. No, it won't. Didn't we just look at 6 years where the truth and prima facie evidence was not enough to get any Democrat arrested or tried for their obvious crimes? Hunter Biden will not face any criminal charges as a result of taking his laptop seriously, and nobody will be arrested for rigging the election. You see, see, the Marxist Democratic Party sets the narrative. They say we have free and fair election, and soon they make it a crime. Soon they'll make it a crime to say otherwise. That's how they'll deal with it. So don't let the Zionists misdirect you. This is all psychological warfare on American citizens. So I want to point out a few things here. In this Twitter bomb about the rigging election, it also revealed information about the rigging of the election in Brazil. Okay, but Brazil's doing fine. They're protesting it very prominently. Okay, so anyways, but they'll do something about it. We won't, but they will. Okay, so I want to talk about that, the Brazil effect.
Yeah.
Okay, so the day after Election Day, I spoke with militias across the country. They had decided on a revolution to liberate the American people from the Marxist dictatorship. They wanted the American people to show their support by boycotting elections. They were going to refine this by state because the cheating is focused on Georgia. For example, Walker will lose his election because all Georgia runoffs are won by Democrats. Nevada, Pennsylvania, in their case, Philadelphia always rigs its election in favor of Democrats, and Arizona, of course. But then Brazil happened. The Marxists tried to rig the election in favor of the Marxist Lula da Silva. Since then, for 35 days straight, millions of Brazilians have protested in the streets. Millions. Then the Iranians were protesting. Protesting in Iran means death and imprisonment, but they could not stop it. What did they achieve? Well, Iran abolished the religious police. It looks like the Iranian theocratic authoritarian...
One quickie, Mitch.
Yeah.
The people in Iran are not sure about that. They think it may have been a canard, just some PR to throw out. They actually are quite doubtful that that's happened. But go ahead. I'm glad you mentioned it.
We're not sure
about that 100. We can't certify it yet, but go ahead.
Well, here's the point. It looks like the Iranian theocratic authoritarian regime finally responded to the desires of the people, but too late. The protesters say they will not stop until the Ayatollah is out. They don't care if the religious police are gone or not. They will fight on. Man, I wish Americans had the balls to do that.
We stopped a war once, Mitch. It was called the Vietnam War, and the people went out in the streets and stopped it. They did it.
Yeah.
They forced the government to stop the damn war. They can't stop anything now. Nothing.
No, they can't. They can't. We just have to eat crap. That's all. So this showed the militias that the people will that people will protest where they have no explicit right to do so, like Brazil and Iran, but not where they do have a right to do so, like in America. It also demonstrated that protests can be effective, as in the Iran case. The militias had the argument that if we had two obviously rigged elections in a row, and the voting in a rigged election lends a legitimacy to the election, it is perfectly legal to not vote. Yet they have no confidence that Americans will simply refrain from voting. And keep in mind that after this Twitter bomb on election rigging, now a survey just taken today said 71% of Americans think that that the elections are rigged. 71%. But how many percent of Americans are out in the street? 0%. Okay. So they wanted a non-action as opposed to an action for a people to show their displeasure with the loss of their liberty. They have concluded that Americans are the most obedient people on earth. They are, in fact, slaves, but don't seem to know it. They concluded that if Americans can't do something as non-risky as boycott elections, then why should they risk the ruin of their lives, imprisonment, or death for American liberty if there is no popular support? These people are trained and experienced in revolution and know that a revolutionary without popular support is like a fish out of water. They will continue to organize and prepare by building administrative, intelligence, operational planning, and logistics for the revolution. In 2024, if there are any Republicans elected to the federal government, it will show that the American people will do nothing at all for their liberty. It is time to wake up. Almost every Republican that you elect is participating with the Marxists to abolish your constitutional rights. 10 Marxist Republican senators co-sponsored a new Marxist gun bill that requires a stronger background check on citizens under 21 years of age, which means a may issue permission instead of a shall issue permission. There's a distinction. Incentives for every state to impose unconstitutional red flag laws. Criminal penalties for straw purchases, which will criminalize you gifting someone a firearm. And enhanced protection for domestic violence. An arbitrary and capricious set of feminist anti-male laws. Those 10 senators were John Cornyn of Texas, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Roy Blunt of Missouri, Bob Portman of Ohio, Mitt Romney of Utah, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, and Susan Collins of Maine, and Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. They all also voted for the bill. In addition, 5 other Marxist Republican senators voted in favor of the bill. Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Shirley Moore Cabedo of West Virginia, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska.
That's another traitor.
And Todd Young of Indiana. There will be no revolution if people go vote. Voting only legitimizes the Marxist government. Voting against the Marxists is pointless if they rig the election. Let me assure you that Elon Musk's Twitter revelations will have zero effect on the 2024 elections. The Twitter revelations will be used by the Marxist Democrats to lull people into thinking the voting will be fair in 2024. Biden's spokesman, Jean-Pierre, whatever, she said, or it said, I don't know what she is. Maybe she's not a she, I don't know.
But anyway,
she said that the Twitter bomb is old news. It's 2 years ago. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. And they're going to make sure it doesn't mean anything, okay? The Marxists will always do that which must be done to retain power. Going into the next few years, the Marxists will sacrifice Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, anybody else that they have to throw under the bus to retain power. So if they have to, they will. Okay. But I don't see any pressure that is going to be on them to take any action. Okay. Politics is theater. Marx is guerrilla theater. And whatever crisis occurs, the Marxists will make it work in their favor. Brazil has taught the rebels that the American people actually do not want freedom. They want to give up their guns. They want their kids to be sexualized by the government public education system. They want LGBT and pedophiles in all government leadership positions. They want us to keep sending money to exterminate white people in Ukraine. They want us to destroy Christianity, and they want to obey the pedophile global homo Marxist elites. They think perhaps it is better to let it all play out and let the American people suffer horribly for their decision to acquiesce to global homo Marxist rule.
Right.
You are destroying your children and your grandchildren's future for your comfort today. Okay. I mean, if you don't go out there and protest for your freedom, do it for your kids and your grandkids. You know, I mean, gosh, why should they have to suffer for our lack of activism right now? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
how about civic responsibility? Activism for sure. It's your duty to be involved with your views on where this country has been taken. You deserve what you get.
It reminds me of back in the 60s. They loved to quote Ralph Waldo Emerson, and there was this thing where he was in jail because he was protesting the Mexican War. Okay, and so these people came and said, "Well, what are you doing in here?" And he said, "What are you doing out there? You, if you're an American citizen, you should be in here, okay, with me." Okay, so that's history now. That's gone. Okay, there's none of that civic responsibility. Your civic responsibility is to virtue signal and pretend like all this pretend world that they're creating for us. Okay, So the main way that they're doing this to us is believe it or not, economics is the key to control. So the carbon wars are very important. So today, the G7 and the EU plus Australia put the oil price cap for Russian oil into effect. Russia will refuse to sell oil to any nation that agrees to the price cap. Economists have made clear that the only effect this will have is to decrease energy production and increase energy prices. We have seen in the past that sanctions against Russia have increased inflation and energy costs. There is a history of the effects of sanctions, but the ignorant pedophile Marxist Joe Biden insists on doubling down on a bad bet. We pay the price, not him. Ukraine has paid Biden's energy bill for life. Mm-hmm. The pedophile Marxist Biden regime intentionally wants to make energy too expensive for everyone. Their goal is to impoverish you and cause you to freeze to death and starve to death. The Europeans are protesting this. Their governments are doing the same as ours. Germany will not allow farmers to use the necessary amount of fertilizer, which will cut food supplies. The goal is the same, to exterminate the masses. So the governments that are supposed to take care of people are set on exterminating them, okay? We, the people, should sit up and take note, you know?
First major footnote to that, that point is Bolshevik overthrow of Russia and the annihilation of, what, 50 million? We don't even know. Mostly Christians.
Well, I think it was 90 million total, if you include Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah. So we're looking right now at that modern-day Bolshevik overthrow of this country. It's done. It's happened.
Right. So Europeans have to pay a higher price for sanctions than us because they had flourished under cheap Russian energy. Their industries are failing or shutting down. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, hold that thought, please. I've got something to add to that, too. We'll be right back with Mitch Henderson. Hold on, everybody. Okay, latest from Ukraine, just moved here. 18 Soviet strategic bombers with 300 cruise missiles have launched all the missiles. Largest mass missile attack to date on Ukraine. There are reports that Odessa is largely leveled. Kharkov severely damaged. They're going after the infrastructure. They're not going after apartments, not going after residential neighborhoods. They're taking out the electric and water. Let me read just a little bit here. Russia launched the first wave with more than 100 missiles being fired at targets across the territory of Ukraine. Air raid sirens sounded in Kiev and all across the country. The Ukrainian Air Force Command reported that 38 KH-101, KH-555 missiles, both kinds, were fired from 8 Tu-95 strategic bombers, 22 caliber, 3 KH-22 missiles from Tupolev 22 M3 strategic bombers, while Su-35S fighters fired KH-31P missiles and 6 KH-59. That's 100 altogether. 300 launched already. They're not playing around anymore. It's too bad they didn't do this a long time ago. A lot of lives would have been saved. The Ukes have lost over 100,000 dead, minimum. Probably 300,000 wounded and incapacitated. The Mossad doesn't care. They're running the country. They overthrew it. And now they're trying to wipe out the Christian churches. Same old story. Bolshevism 2.0. Nothing new.
Yep. What it is. I mean, Russia's thinking with its head. I know it seems like they were so slow walking everything, but they were trying to give sanctions a time to work. Okay.
True.
They were waiting for this winter because if they knock the infrastructure out in the winter, it's going to be hard to repair it and the people are going to suffer. Okay. This is siege craft. Ukraine is under siege by Russia. Okay. And the United States is trying to break that siege. Will we cross a line in our efforts to try to save them? We might just. because who decides where that line is? Russia decides, not us. We can't say when they launch nuclear missiles, we can't just say, hey, that's unfair. They don't care if it's unfair or not, okay? It's about winning. It's about survival, okay? So the European Union is suing the USA because of our Inflation Reduction Act. Was a huge subsidy for green energy and gives American green energy industries an unfair advantage. So now Europeans have to wastefully spend on a similar package for Europe. This is a gift also from Putin, okay? We're doing stupid things because of the situation. And, you know, there is something Napoleon said. He said, never interrupt an enemy when he's making a mistake.
Maybe the only smart thing Napoleon ever said.
Yeah. So in the economics, there is a lag time between economic measures and the results. Gas prices will remain stable probably until the new year, but then the cut in Russian oil production will catch up and gas prices will soar. Yes, Biden did that.
Yep. California is also, is it California? I think it's California. They're beginning to sanction electric vehicles. They're not letting them charge up as much as they were.
Yeah, they're telling you can't charge them up. And I think it was Switzerland. I think Switzerland told people not to buy any more electric vehicles because they don't have the power available to charge all these cars.
The power to make them, the power to charge them, the power to take care of the rotten batteries when they're exhausted. EVs are junk. Not needed, not wanted. Junk.
Not only that, but the solar power itself. I live here. I live entirely off of solar power for all my electricity needs. I've got no hookup to the grid whatsoever, the electrical grid. And I'll tell you right now, it is a pain in the butt. It is unreliable. It is inefficient. For example, Friday and Saturday, I wanted to sit down and write up my report, but it was overcast and there wasn't enough electricity to turn the word processor on, okay, or to do any research or anything. So I had to wait until some sun comes out to do something, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, do you think 8 billion people can depend on this green energy? No, they can't. And the people who are doing this know that they can't, okay?
Of course they know. Because there aren't going to be 8 billion people here.
Right, that's their plan. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the purpose of our military. For decades, the Marxist Democrats have pushed letting LGBT people serve openly in the military. They have pushed for women to serve in combat arms. What was the purpose of this? The purpose was to create a military that is politically reliable to the Marxist Democrats. The purpose of the U.S. military is to support the pedophile Marxist Democrat Party and oppress American citizens. The U.S. military is now a full-blown Marxist organization. Consider this. The hero of the Q Club shooting in Colorado Springs is an active-duty major who dresses in drag himself. In Moore County, North Carolina, just outside Fort Bragg, the rural residents opposed a drag show being put on. Do you know who insisted on having it? Soldiers from Fort Bragg. So someone shut it down by shutting the electricity down. Yeah. Recruiters can't get people to enlist. If you think it's rough being an American citizen in a Marxist state where you are gaslighted for being an election denier, a climate denier, a homophobe, a transphobe, Islamophobe, anti-Semite, if you are in the military, you must vocally support LGBT people, feminists, and people of color. You must agree 100% with critical race theory and critical gender theory or face punishment. The military has taken a side in our society. It has taken the Marxist side. I keep seeing people thinking, oh, our military will rescue us. Our military will not rescue us. They are the enemy. The fact is they do not want straight white males in our military because they want to fill the military with woke people that will be willing to go out and murder white Americans. So I'll give you an example of this. I'll give you just a short example, okay? There's a film from Poland where this Pole follows four American soldiers in a mall in Poland. And he asked him, he says, are you here to spread sodomy? What do you think about your health secretary being a tranny? how do you guys feel about defending a country with no citizens, because we don't have any, we don't protect our borders, so we don't have citizens. Anybody can come and leave. The U.S. military is all sodomites. And then he says, keep Poland white, stay away from these white women, is what the Pole guy who's filming them says. So this is a result of spreading. And he also says, are you here to spread George Floyd culture? Because you see, at our embassy, we put a gay pride flag, and we put a BLM flag, Marxist BLM flag out there. So what are the Poles to think? We're there to spread sodomy at the tip of a bayonet. So I'm a 28-year veteran of the Army. Please don't thank me for my service, because when I look at the immoral and decadent soldier of today, I want nothing to do with them. I belong to the Veterans of Foreign Wars until last year, when the new commandant wrote that if you do not support critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and LGBT veterans, you need to hand your card in. This was an allegiance statement to the goals of cultural Marxism. I was a cold warrior, and my enemy was always Marxism. Till my last day, till 1999, I was still fighting Marxists, not here in America, but overseas. How can I be proud to be a member of a Marxist VFW if I'm a cold warrior? The VFW is betraying its membership. Going to a VFW is like going to a gay bar now. Okay, straight people are not welcome.
Unreal,
I just quit going. I got tired
really
of all the gay people. It's like a gay bar at the VFW. I dread going to join an American Legion, because I imagine they're all. It's a gay bar now too. So last week, I talked to some recruiters. A Marine Corps recruiter said that when he goes to high schools, the young men say, that they don't want to serve, and this is a quote, they don't want to serve with a bunch of sissies. These are guys that have not been in, that they're trying to recruit. Marine Corps, the most hardcore soldiers in our military.
Supposedly.
And young 17, 8-year-olds are telling them to their face, Marine recruiters to their face, that they're a bunch of sissies. All of the free knickknacks that the recruiters pass out all ends up in the trash. High school kids ask him where his dress is. They're asking a Marine Corps recruiter, sergeant, where his dress is, okay?
Wow.
Yesterday, the Marine Corps Commandant, General David Berger, blamed recruiting woes on the jab mandate. He said that misbeliefs about COVID-19 vaccines are contributing to the military's manpower shortfalls because many would-be recruits are balking at taking the jab. He said that when talking to students in the cafeteria, they ask him if they have to take the jab. He says, yes, you do. And they say, okay, I'll talk to you later. It is that fast, he says. So the vaccine mandate is a big factor in deterring enlistments. What about young men that see pictures of Marines in the mess hall wearing skirts and silk stockings, Mr. Commandant? Who wants to be associated with Marines if they are seen publicly as sissies?
Mitch,
yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen the pictures of the Marines in skirts and stockings in the mess hall. I don't know how Marines were always so proud, and it's like if you want a Marine, always a Marine. But what about now? You know, their image has been sullied terribly. So, it's like who wants to be associated with Marines if they are all seen publicly as sissies? Who wants to belong to a thoroughly Marxist organization? Who wants to fight the American people? This is why people are not joining. Army enlistments were 15,000 short this year, even though they are offering a $50,000 enlistment bonus. The Army has dropped weight standards for reenlisting troops if they can pass the physical fitness test, which, of course, has been scaled back so that sissies can pass it. 3 in 4 American youngsters are simply too obese to qualify for enlistment in the first place. That narrows down their recruiting pool. Meanwhile, Florida Congressman Michael Waltz says that 20,000 perfectly good soldiers are slated for discharge because they refuse the vaccine. See, you see the point? Obedience is the point. Obedience is what is important. The truth is not important. Reality isn't important.
Destroy the psyche. Just destroy it.
That's what you're supposed to do. Right. So I had three sons in the Army from 1999 to 2011. If they wanted a career, they had to compromise their moral and religious values to serve. Their values were not important. You have to sell your soul to Satan if you want to serve. I will not thank any soldier for his service because they are, in fact, in service to immorality and evil. It would be immoral for me to thank them, okay? I'm not suggesting this. This was already happening. Since the pedophile Joe Biden overthrew democracy in America in January 2021, nobody has told me, thank you for your service. Prior to that date, I got told that every time at a gas station or whatever. And the reason for this is about 6 years ago. I had to travel to Phoenix like once a month, and I had to worry about tickets. So what I did is I went ahead, and I'm a typical Vietnam veteran in that I don't generally show that I am a military veteran, you know, because when we got back, we caught a lot of crap, so we didn't tell people where we were veterans, and we didn't wear little, like, Army pins or I served or anything like that, okay? But I broke down and I bought a bumper sticker, you know, saying that I'm an Army veteran and stuff, to avoid tickets and stuff. A byproduct of that was people would just stop me and say, hey, thank you for your service and stuff. And, you know, and I was always very gracious about this. Some guys came up and said, well, you know, I didn't get drafted and I didn't want to go, but, you know, thank you for your service. And I always tell them, hey, you didn't miss anything. Don't worry about it. You know, you didn't miss a thing, you know. So, I don't know. It's just, I completely understand why people aren't saying thank you for your service anymore. I mean, there was one day a couple of years ago, I was on the Air Force Base and I saw an F-16 take off, and I got this creepy feeling that the target was the American people, not a foreign enemy, but enemy. The targets are the enemies of the Marxist state. Okay. It was just a creepy feeling I got. That's intuition. That's not anything scientific. Okay. So none of these woke contemporary soldiers are my brothers at arms. They are my Marxist enemies. Okay.
You just summed it up brilliantly, Mitch. You're so spot on. It's true. It's true. They're even beginning to report the number of rapes of men per day now in the military.
Well, just think of this. They have poured billions of dollars into teaching soldiers not to do sexual harassment. Right. Okay, well, we had this problem under control. It was called LGBT people were not allowed in the military, and women were strictly you know, in certain jobs, okay?
Yeah.
And so if we want to put boys and girls together, they're going to want sex, okay? If we put gay and trannies with men, real men, they're going to want to have sex. So it is just a sexual harassment free-for-all, okay? So in my years, I was in 71 to 99, and I was so happy that we didn't have any of that nonsense at all, none, in the years that I was in. Under Clinton, it started, but basically it had not moved forward that far. So
How much of a competent, viable military do we have left compared to what it was in 1971?
I'd say, listen, if it wasn't for high-tech and big weapons and powerful weapons, we wouldn't have anything at all, okay? Because it's certainly not in our people, okay? You can't be a Marxist and, you know, you can't have those ideas. You can't live in a dream world and survive combat, okay? Because combat, you have to have truth in combat. Everything must be truthful. Everything must be clear, okay? That's why military intelligence is called a combat multiplier. The more you know about the enemy and his intentions and so forth, the better you're going to do in battle. Mm-hmm. It saves lives and stuff. But now, how can we possibly gather intelligence on the enemy when we just say, oh, they're just a bunch of fascist bigots? Oh, that's not information. That doesn't tell you anything at all, you know? Nothing. So I don't know where they're coming from on this. So I don't know. It's just like, you know what, back in the 1980s, I took the Army Psychological Warfare Operations course. The key in PSYOPs is to appeal to people's good nature to get them to accept ideas. These ideas are thought contagions. What are the thought contagions that they have applied upon us? Climate change ideology is not scientific fact. It is as if Chicken Little was given access to mainstream media and a government endorsement. Okay. It's nonsense. We are to believe that the greatest problem with planet Earth is people. The planet is for everything except human beings. In the climate change religion, humans are the problem. Then Hollywood puts out disaster movies like The Day After Tomorrow that outright says that we have to give up our comfortable life in order to save the planet. The science in the movie is abysmal. Then in the newspaper, they blame everything on climate change, even say that climate change victimizes underserved and marginalized communities first. How do they figure? If climate change will kill off humanity, then all are equally victims. Do you see the lack of logic? Or let's look at the critical gender theory. You can clearly see a big difference between men and women. Yet they insist that you see that what you see and is obvious is somehow false. The word normal in math is a mathematical term, meaning basically what most people do. So if 50% or more of the people do something, it is normal. For example, many people drink coffee, but there are some who do not. Those that drink coffee are normal. Those that don't are not. The word normal is a quantitative measurement and not qualitative. So saying that those who do not drink coffee are not normal is not a value judgment. It is a zero-sum number statement. It is not an insult. I do not drink coffee, so I am not a normal in that regard. I do not feel bad about it, Jeff. So LGBT people make up less than 5% of the population. They are not normal. The big lie that our government is trying to shove down our throats is that LGBT people are normal. No, they are not. In PSYOPs, the acme of skill is getting people to buy into obvious bullshit. They know that people think of normal as being good, so that is what they work on. LGBT people are normal, so they are good. And saying so is a formal of American value. So shameful and disgusting behavior is called normal, and if you don't agree, then you are a hater. Not true. If you do not think LGBT people are normal and moral people, you have a brain and a moral compass. Don't let them bully you out of it.
Wow. Wow. Well, you laid it out as it is. No punches pulled there. We're in trouble. We're really in trouble.
We are on so many levels. On so many levels, Jeff, right? I mean, you know, economically, international relations, domestically,
millions
culturally,
are dying
socially.
From the shots, Mitch. Millions.
Yeah.
Millions.
Millions.
Maybe tens, twenties of millions here. Here. We'll know in a year or two. We're watching the growth of deaths now and injuries. It's extraordinary.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Excellent. As always. Really good.
Okay. Let's all stay pure bloods, people. Okay?
Yeah. You got it, brother. All right. Thanks, Mitch.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Mitchell Henderson will have that video up for you to listen to shortly. Okay. Back with you tomorrow, Tuesday. Lots to think about. Take care, and thanks for being here. Have a good night. And prepare. Talk tomorrow.